Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install, where you can predict the unpredictable here on Second Date Update. Here to get answers on why two people who went out on a great first date can't manage to find their way to a second.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, Taylor. Bright and early, Thunder and PT, as expected.
Hi. Hi. Oh,
are,
my God.
Hello. Hi. Are you ready for Second Date Update, Taylor?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Let's just get started. And we're talking about Paul, and you told us a little bit about Paul in your message to us, but let's start from the beginning. How did you meet him?
Okay, we were in a tanning salon. We were waiting for, you know, some beds to open up, and we just started talking. And then I made sure that I got his number before I went in because we clicked so much, I didn't want to, like, pass up, you know, the chance to get a date with him, so.
That's cool. And what did you guys do for the first date?
Well, it was interesting because we really didn't make plans at all, so we just decided to, like, wing it when we met up. But then that kind of led to us just, like, driving around for a while trying to pick out a place. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you know, we decided just to go to this, like, sports bar because it was the closest.
Right.
So, you know, driving around looking for a place to eat, you can do that on the first date or the 100th date because I feel
you what,
like
that's marriage.
Yeah, right.
So once things got settled with Paul, Taylor, how did you get along? Once you got seated or whatever, and, you know, weather's been nicer, did you sit outside?
Yes.
Good call.
We did.
Yeah.
It was really nice out. And we got along great. It was really nice. We got along well in the first place. Mm-hmm. That's why I had asked for his number. And then that just continued on the date.
Nice.
And I definitely went in for a kiss at the end. Mm-hmm. And as far as I know, he had a good time too. So,
yeah, was there anything about the date that was, I guess we like to say a little bit off or just like an awkward moment or something like that?
You mentioned you met him at the tanning salon. Did he use any line like, hey, what kind of tan lines do you have? Or nothing like that. I don't mean to be creepy.
Nothing creepy.
Why is it always creepy when it comes out of my mouth?
Less
all right,
innocent.
Let's pull this. Let me reel this back in. What is it, Taylor, that you really like about Paul? What attracts you to him?
Well, he's really good looking. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like our conversation flowed really easily. And we just seemed to, like, get along. I don't know. I mean, just chemistry, I guess, is what you'd say.
And I did interrupt. So did anything awkward happen on the date?
Not really. We had a really nice time. Mm-hmm. I guess, like, when we were driving around, like, that might have been a little awkward of, like, what restaurant to choose. But that's about it, though. And that wasn't even really that bad. It was just a little, like, gosh, I don't know.
Sure. Real quick, how long has it been since you've talked to Paul?
2 weeks. And I definitely sent him a lot of texts, and I even tried to call him once, which I never do, and he did not pick up. And I don't know if he's got, like, a girlfriend, and he didn't tell me about that, because I had that happen before on Tinder.
Yeah.
Like, guys had girlfriends and just didn't. So I don't know. It's been 2 weeks. So.
Of course. Well, we're here now to help try to get some answers here for you, Taylor, and we're going to do that. We're going to call Paul, see if he'll come on with us and get some answers for you. So, Taylor, hold on. We'll be right back with Second Date Update.
Okay, thank you.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install. Taylor met Paul at a tanning salon, started talking, and decided to go out on a first date.
Well, he's really good looking, mm-hmm. and I just felt like our conversation flowed really easily, and we just seemed to, like, get along.
But it's been 2 weeks since that first date, and she has not heard from him.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Paul?
Yeah.
Paul, it's going to be a little strange. This is Thunder and PT. We co-host the morning show here at 102.9 The Wolf. We do something called Second Date Update. And if you had just a moment, we'd like to talk to you about your date with Taylor. Could you just give us a minute of your time?
Taylor.
You remember Taylor?
No, I remember her for sure. Yeah.
Okay, PT and I are just calling to find out how the date went.
The date was great. The date was awesome. She was awesome. I really like her, but I just think that the situation just sucks.
Okay, I guess I don't get it, or we don't understand what's going on. Like, what situation?
Okay, this is awkward, but I was telling my sister about the date the day afterwards. Okay, and she has to see a picture. My sister has to see a picture, so not thinking anything of it, I just pull it right up on the Tinder and show her, and her eyes just got really big, and she was shocked.
Okay,
about who it was.
So did your sister knows her?
Yeah, what did she say?
Yeah, my sister knows her. So my sister just like got quiet, real quiet, and I was like, "What's going on? What's up? And what's the problem?" And she just kept on. She just didn't say anything. So yeah, it's awkward between them. I don't know how to say this. They used to date.
Wait a minute. So your sister and Taylor dated.
Oh my God! Who is your sister? Who is your sister?
Jill.
Oh wow! Small world. I just.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know I had no idea you were related and that you were Jill's brother. So.
Well, I had no idea that my sister was even bi. So this whole thing is just like. Weird.
Yeah.
And very uncomfortable. So I just decided to not and like just leave things be.
I get that. It really sucks though, but you know, it's just really uncomfortable.
Well, I guess. Maybe you should have that on your Tinder profile though, you know?
Well, why would you do that? I mean,
I mean, this is weird and I didn't know she was your sister, but why would I put.
I agree. Boy, I agree, Taylor. I understand. I honestly understand where both of you are coming from, don't you, PT?
It's a shocker, too. Yeah. And I think, Paul, you're probably going through the situation here. I mean, did you have a conversation with your sister at all about this, or is it a hard conversation to have now, I'm assuming?
Yeah, it's really awkward.
Well, think of it like, you know, Paul, if this was your brother she had dated, would it matter to you?
Right.
No, I mean... I guess it would have been, I mean, that's a good point, but I don't know. It's weird. It's just a shock. I had no idea.
Since Taylor, you were the one that originally contacted us, what do you want to do?
This is really awkward for me, and I'm really kind of stunned and shocked right now myself. Okay. That is like the last, I had no idea. Honestly, Paul, while you weren't calling me back, it never crossed my mind that like, Jill, my ex-girlfriend, was your sister. So, yeah, this sucks, and I like you too, Paul, but it's not, it's just very awkward, honestly, whether it was your brother or your sister, I would feel, like, awkward. I don't date siblings in the same family, that's just weird.
So it's a no, because we typically ask, all right, what do you want to do? Do you want to go out on a second date? And so, Taylor, what do you want to do?
I'm sorry, no, but thank you. You could have maybe texted me that, Paul, I mean, instead of just, like, leaving me hanging for 2 weeks. And just told me, you know, but it is weird, and I definitely do not. I think it's no second date, and I'm glad I know now. I don't have to guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, tell your sister I said, hey, no hard feelings, and this is all really weird, and I'm,
well,
you know.
And maybe some time will kind of calm this down a little bit, and then you guys can maybe, you know, re-approach this again. But listen, as we sometimes say, it can get a little awkward here. On second date update. Guys,
wow.
Taylor, Paul, thank you guys so much.
Yeah,
thanks. All right, tell Jill I said hey. Bye, Paul.
Oh, my gosh.
Thunder and PT on The Wolf. Follow us on Facebook, 1029thewolf.com. Saw the man
in black spotlight. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.